Lesson 6, isolated sound changes. Let's move on and examine some changes in pronunciation of the T, as well as some isolated words which don't really follow any rules. Okay, in standard American dialect, the T doesn't explode much at the end of words. We'll often say hit, get, sit. The English do a complete explosion on those sounds. Hit, get, sit, at. In fact, when the next word starts with a vowel, the T often seems to carry over to the next word. Get out. Sit on the chair. I don't like it at all. And of course, the English don't change the medial T's to D's the way Americans do in words like matter, later, better. Keep that nice, clean T sound. Matter. Later. Sitting. Better. After. And on this sentence, the beautiful British writer scattered the letters. And finally, let's look at some words which don't follow any rules in their pronunciation. Americans usually say again and against. The English will sometimes do that, but they will usually say again and against. Americans always pronounce B-E-E-N as if it were B-I-N. I've been to the store. The English often use the long E. I've been there. How long has it been? The word clerk is not clerk in England. It's clerk, just like the family name, the clerk at the store. Gilbert and Sullivan even rhymed it in HMS Pinafore. As office boy, I made such a mark that they gave me the post of a junior clerk. Figure changes to figure. The y comes out. He cut a striking figure. Garage changes to garage, with a different stress. Garage. Americans usually say either and neither. Occasionally, we'll say either and neither. The opposite is true in England. You will usually hear either and neither. Process takes the long O, becoming process. Hostile missiles in America become hostile missiles in England. Laboratory doesn't do a normal truncation to laboratory. It changes stress and becomes laboratory. Schedule changes consonant sound completely, becoming schedule. Tomatoes, of course, are tomatoes, but potatoes stay the same, so we will have a potato and tomato salad. And finally, the American weekend in the country changes syllable stress and becomes an English weekend in the country.